It is a nondescript building in a South Chicago neighborhood, but for some local residents, 832 East 57th Street in Hyde Park is anything but ordinary. Ronald Reagan lived here before he was president.
President Reagan fondly recalled living there. He spoke about the gaslit streets, and there was something story about borrowing soldiers from a neighbor, and so he had these fond memories of being there.
Susan Davis lives in Hyde Park. She wrote a book on the neighborhood's historic structures and says most people don't know that Mr. Reagan lived here in 1915.
It actually wasn't discovered that he did live here until the 80s.
Which is partly why the home was ignored. That's until the University of Chicago purchased the property with plans to tear it down to make way for an expanding medical campus. The Commission on Chicago Landmarks refused to grant the building landmark status, clearing the way for its demolition. Those with ties to the 40th president opposed the decision.
This is an opportunity to have this home is another tourist destination for them, reflecting the history of the only president born in the state of Illinois.
Ann Lewis is on the board of directors of the Ronald Reagan Boyhood Home and Museum in Dixon, Illinois, about 160 kilometers west of Chicago. Mr. Reagan spent most of his formative years here.
He would be honored to have something in Chicago that reflected his name and part of his legacy in the state of Illinois.
If I was a Reagan person, I'd probably be very upset.
All right, Sam, let's go back to my office. Come on.
Daniel Weinberg is a presidential historian and owner of Chicago's Abraham Lincoln Bookshop, which honors another president who lived in Illinois. Weinberg is not convinced Reagan's Chicago home is worth saving.
One can't save everything. And he was very young and was only here for a couple of years. And I understand that it's important, but what about every single place that he or any president lived?
The University of Chicago declined VOA's request for an interview. But Hyde Park Alderwoman Leslie Hairston says the school is communicating with her office and the community about a way to move forward with the demolition while honoring President Reagan's legacy in the area.
We have had meetings with the community, and they found a way to respectfully commemorate President Reagan's time there. They are going to put a plaque there.
But Hairston says another president may eventually overshadow Ronald Reagan in Hyde Park. Barack Obama lived here before his inauguration in 2009 and could choose the neighborhood as the future home of his presidential library. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.